Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Terap Tidaf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph 76a, and we are on the bottom of Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis by the Mishnah. So we just discussed a lot of the details of many of the Malachos, and now we are going to discuss Hotzah for a little bit of time. We're going to talk about the different shiurim and what's necessary in order to be chayav for carrying, and then we are going to get into specific food and specific other things that one is going to be chayav for carrying. So the Mishnah is going to have a rule where we say there's a certain amount and a certain type of item that's going to be chayav, and otherwise you are not. So it says the Mishnah of Od Kal Acher Amru, and there is another rule, because remember this parak is called Kal Gadol, and we actually mentioned on the first half of the parak, why is it called Kal Gadol? Because there's another Kal, and this is the other Kal. So there's another general rule. What is it? Koa kasher lahatznia, whatever is fit to store, meaning it's chashev enough that people would store. Umatznien kamohu, and people would store such a quantity. So we need a quality amount, and we have a quantitative amount. And we're going to see that there are different shiurim for different types of items. So in that case, votzio b'shabbos, if someone carried those out on Shabbos, chayev chatas alav, you are going to be chayev a chatas. V'chol she'eino kasher lahatznia, and anything which is not chashev enough that someone would not want to carry out, v'ein matznien kamohu, or people would not want to take that amount of stuff, votzio b'shabbos, and then you did bring it out on Shabbos, eino chayev ela hamatznia. The only person who's going to be chayev is someone who is matznia with, the person who is storing it away. So what it comes out from this mission is it doesn't matter how rich or poor anyone is, if it's something that Rov B'nai Adam, that most people in the world would consider chashev, and an amount that they would consider chashev enough to store away, that is when there's going to be a chiyuv chatas on Shabbos, otherwise there will not be. So the Rambam has a bit of a different understanding of this mission, that it's not about quality and quantity, it's about what someone would store for future use. But again, we're just going to go with the shot of Rashi, which is the way we explain the mission. So comes the Gemara and says, Kol HaKasher Latznia Lav Fukei Mai, when the Mishnah says that anything which is qualitatively good enough to be carried out, someone's going to be chayav for. So what's this coming to include? What's an example of something which is not fit to go and carry out that no one would ever want? Sort of Papa Amar, if Papa explains, Lafuke Dam Nida, that it's coming to exclude Dam Nida, which has no use. Mar Ukva Amar, Mar Ukva disagrees, and he says, Lafuke Atze Asherah. It's coming to exclude the wood of an Asherah tree, because not only is it gross and disgusting, but it's also Asher Bahana, so there's going to be absolutely no use for them. So this is the Machlokas, what's considered to be something with no use. We're analyzing. Where it says, Man Damar Dam Nida, according to the one who says, Dam Nida Kol Shekin Atze Asherah. So for sure, the Atze Asherah are going to be no good, because those are also Asher Bahana, so they're certainly not fit for any sort of use. Man Damar Atze Asherah, but according to the one, Mar Okva, who said Atze Asherah, that's what's not fit to use. Aval Damnida Matzna Leilashunra. But Damnida could be potentially used because it could be stored for a cat to eat. The cat might eat the Damnida, so therefore someone might be chayev for carrying Damnida on Shabbos. V'idach, and Rav Papa, what would he answer to that? Kevan Dechalsha, since a person becomes sick, if her blood is fed to a cat, we're going to talk about what this means in a second, Lo Matzna Le, so no one would ever store this, so that's why you're not going to be chayev for carrying this. So what does it mean that someone's going to get sick, that a woman's going to become weak if it's fed to a cat? So there's all different sheets based on the Rishonim. Rashi explains that it's that the person is going to get weak by seeing that a cat is eating her dam nida, or maybe it's the cat will get weak, or maybe it's based on this Gemara in Nida, which talks about certain things like fingernails when they are exposed in public and what that means. So it's a bigger topic again, not for us right now. So now the Gemara goes and explains further in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Hai Dilo Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. De'i Rabbi Shimon, because if it was like Rabbi Shimon Ha'amar, then he has a conflict with another Mishnah, because he said over there, Lo Amru Kol Hashiurin Halalu El Lamatz Ni'ehen, because he said that all these measurements in the Mishnah, they only apply to average people. But if you had someone wealthy who would never use that thing with that amount, then it is certainly not going to apply. Our Mishnah said, no matter who you're talking about, it's going to apply as long as most people would use that item with that amount of the item, then you're going to be chayav for carrying it out. But Rabbi Shimon definitely disagreed with that. Now the Mishnah said, V'chol she'eino kasher la'atznia, and anything which is not fit to carry, or no one would ever want, you are not going to be chayav. But only the person who would store it away, that person would be chayav, but a different person carrying that would not be chayav on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Chad loke Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Our mission is against him. Why? Ditani, because it says in the Brisa, Chal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says a general rule. Kol she'eino kasher lahatznia, whatever is not fit to store, meaning something that's not chashev enough, ve'in matznien kamahu, where people do not have that amount, the quality or quantity, v'uchshar lazevi itznio, but it was fit for a particular person, and that person thought it's very important, and he would carry it, u'ba'acher v'hotzio, and a different person comes and carries out that thing. So to them, again, it's useless and worthless, but to someone else, it is worth something. So nischayev zev machshava shel zev. So this person who carried it out is going to be chayev because it is viewed as something valuable to the other person. So we see that this is clearly against our Mishnah as well. Now we are up to the next Mishnah. And this Mishnah is now going to get into some of the specifics of different things in terms of their quantity for being chayev for carrying on Shabbos. So amotzi tevin, someone who carries out straw, kimlo pi para. So the amount that you have to carry out in order to be chayev is as much as the mouthful of a cow. Eitza, if someone carries out eitza, which is another type of animal food, kimlo pi gamal. gamal. So then you're chayav for carrying as much as a gamal of a camel's mouthful. Amir straw kimlo pitle. When it comes to straw, so then you are chayav for carrying out the amount of a mouthful of a lamb. Asavim grass kimlo pi gidi, as much as a goat's mouthful. Ale shumba ale bitsalim, so leaves of garlic and onion. Lachim krugo geres, if they are fresh, then the amount of a dried frig, because this is the normal amount of shear that you would need for human consumption, and this is considered human food if it's moist. Yveshim kimlo pi gidi, but if they are dry, then you have to do as much as a goat's mouthful. They do not combine with one another, meaning if you have part of one type of item and part of another, they are not going to combine to create this shear. They should go shavu b'shirayim, because all of them have different shirim, so you can't combine all these things because they all have different sizes that create the chiyuv. So now Gemara comes and analyzes this. My etza, so what is this etza? We said it's just another type of animal food. Amar Rav Yehuda, teven shalmine kitnis. It's straw of different types of beans. Now comes the Gemara, k'miyasar k'yasar Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he reported and said, Hamotzi teven kimol pi paro legamal. So let's say someone carried out straw. Now straw was normally used, the shear that we said is the amount of a mouthful for a cow. So if they carried out straw, which is the proper shear if they were feeding a cow, but they brought it for a camel, which eats a lot more. So it's not enough for the camel, but it would be enough if it were to be the cow, which it normally is used for. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, Rabbi Yochanan says Chayv, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Pater. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says you're going to be Pater in that case. Ba'orsa Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Comes Rav Dimi and says that, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan said Chayv, he said that at night, but then Letzafra Hadarbe, but in the morning, he actually retracted his opinion and ended up saying Pater in such a case. Again, the cases where you brought the proper shear if it was to be for a cow, but really you're feeding a gamal, which requires a lot more food. So says the Gemara Amar of Yosef, Shapirava Dahadar, it's a good thing that Rabbi Yochanan retracted because Dahaluchazi Lugamal, because that measure of straw is not enough for a camel, so that should not be good enough in this situation. Amar Abai, Abai says back to Rabbi Yosef, no, Adaraba, it's not good. Kinemei Karmistabra, he had it right the first time when he said Chayav, Dahachazi Lapara, because that is enough for a cow. We said the shear is enough to fill the mouth of a cow. If you happen to be feeding a gamal, that's not relevant over here, so you should be Chayav in this case. So now comes the Gemara and brings a different version of this machlokas. El kiyasa Ravin Amar, rather when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Hamotzi teven kimlo pi para legamal. Someone carried out straw as much of the mouthful of a cow for a camel. Dikuli amalo pligi dechayiv. Everyone agrees that you're going to be chayiv in such a case. Ki pligi, where do they argue? But motzi etza kimlo pi para lepara. Where someone brought this etza, this is normally used to feed the camel, where you would need a bigger amount, but you bought enough of that, not for the camel, but you bought enough of that for the cow to feed a cow. And then the dispute was reversed, meaning Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says in that case you're going to be Pater. Reish Lakish Amar Chayv. Reish Lakish says Chayv. So as opposed to bringing the amount necessary for a cow, but trying to feed an animal bigger than that, trying to feed the camel, here you brought the type of food that's normally used to feed a camel, but instead you brought that for a cow, and you brought enough to feed a cow, not to feed a camel. So are you going to be chayv in that situation? So Rabbi Yochanan says pater, Reish Lakish says chayv. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, achil al yideat chakol shma achila. Rabbi Yochanan says pater because eating out of necessity is not considered eating, meaning normally a cow does not eat this type of food. That's meant for a camel. So that type of eating is not going to be considered eating enough to make you chayv. Reish Lakish Amar chayv, Reish Lakish is chayv because achil al yideat chak shma achila, because eating out of necessity is considered an achila. So that's really what this machlokas comes down to. Good. Next, says the Mishnah, Amir kimol pitle. So straw is going to be chayv once you have the amount that's the mouthful of a lamb. Vaha tanya, but says the Brisa kigro garis, it's going to be as much of a dried fig. So answers the Gemara, edivid chad shirahu. So this is really the same thing. A lamb's mouthful is going to be the same thing as a gro garis. Next, the Mishnah said, Ali shumba ali bitzalim, that if you have leaves of garlic and leaves of onion, lachim kigro garis, if they're fresh, then the shear will be a dried fig, because then it's like human food, and that's the normal shear on Shabbos for melachos. So the evasion kimlo piagidi, but if they are dry, then it's going to be the amount that is the mouthful of a goat. The Mishnah then said, "Ve'im itstar from zemzeh mibnei shelo shavu b'shirin." They don't combine with each other because they are different shirim. So now comes the Gemara and qualifies this last statement of the Mishnah. Amar b'yosei bar chanina, "Im itstar from lechamor shabahen aval mitstar from lekal shabahen." So they cannot be combined for the more machmir part of them, but they can be combined for the lenient part of them. What does this mean? So this means, let's say you have something which needs a larger amount, like the amount to feed a camel is a lot more than the amount to feed a goat. So you can't use some of the camel's food to go ahead and join together to create the shear necessary for the goat food, because coming from the bigger amount to use towards a smaller amount, that's not going to work. But you could use it the other way. If you're going to have a certain amount of camel food and you add a little bit of the goat food into that, so you could use that to join together, but you just can't use it for the smaller shear. Whenever you have a smaller shear, that's considered a chumra, and a larger shear is considered a kula, so you could use some of the smaller stuff, meaning the stuff that you need the smaller shear for, to combine with the bigger one for the bigger shear, but you can't do the opposite That's what the qualification of the Gemara is. But comes the Gemara and even asks a question on that. The Gemara says, "V'chol delo shavu b'shirin mimitzdarfin." Is it really possible to combine things that don't have a normal or similar shear together? Is that really even possible, even if it's going to be for the kula? V'hatanan, but we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, "Habeged shloshal shlosha." When talking about this minimum size of a cloth of clothes to contract some sort of tuma, so the size is shloshal shlosha, three tefachim by three tefachim, v'asak arba arba, and a sack is 4 by 4 tefachim, or chamisha al chamisha, and animal skin is 5 by 5 tefachim, mapat shisha al shisha, and a mat is 6 by 6 tefachim, v'taniela, and a brisa taught on the Mishnah told us that habegen v'hasak, so the cloth and the sack, v'hasak v'or and the sack and the skin, ha'or v'hamapat and the skin and the mat, mitzdarfim zen zed, they can all combine to create the minimum shear in terms of being mekabel tuma, so they all join together. V'amar Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, explaining that Gemara over there, matam, what's the reason why they all combine? They should read l'tame moshav, because they are all fit to become tame moshav, tame through a zav or someone tame sitting on them. So we see that the time of Darun Li Tame Moshev, the only reason these shirim combine in this situation is because of a specific law within Hilchos Tumah that they can all become Tame Moshev. Aval Inun Li Tame Moshev, but if they were not able to also have the same type of Tumah to be contaminated through Moshev, then lo, then they would not combine. So in our situation, all the different types of food should not combine to create liability on Shabbos, because they do not have this common denominator like we do in the Tumah case. So Amar Rava, Rava answers, no, Hachanami Chazi L'dugma. No, rather, all of these cases and all of the food situations, they all have the commonality that they're all fit to be a sample together, meaning that someone who has a store would lay them all out together to portray their entire inventory, and that way help sales. So we do see that there is some sort of relevance to having all of those things together, so that's why they can combine in that one direction. Now comes the next Mishnah, Motzi Ochalim Kigro Geres. So someone who carries out food, the equivalent of a dried fig, so that's the Chiyav on Shabbos. So there you're going to be Chayav, Umitzdarfim Zen Zen. Foods combine with one another, even if they taste different, as if you're talking about human food, they're going to combine together. V'nei Sheshavu B'Shiren, because they are similar in their Shirin. Chutz Miklipasan, except for their shells, V'garinehen and their pits, V'uktsehen and their stems, V'suban and their bran, Umorsan and their fine bran. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Chutz Miklipe Adashim. So all shells are not allowed to combine except for the shells of lentil, because they are cooked with the lentils themselves. Now it's important to know when we're talking about all these shirim that there is a concept in the Gemara Numa called Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah, that even part of the shir is going to be Asar Min HaTorah. So many of the Mefarshim say over here, even though you're not going to be Chayiv Chatzis for carrying out, even if you carried out a lesser amount, you're still going to be Chayiv Midoraisa. Other Rishonim say, no, you wouldn't be Chayiv Midoraisa, and over here, when it comes to Otsa, you're only going to be Chayiv Midorabanan. But important to know this concept of Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah. Anyway, so now here this mission is talking about human food, that it all combines except for the shells and the pits and the stems and all those things, except for when it comes to lentils, where they would be cooked together. Now, for us practically, you have to know there's a difference between a nutshell and an apple peel, right? Because people eat the apple peels, so we have to just know what we're talking about in what situation. So now the Gemara comes and questions this ruling of the Mishnah. V'suban u'morsan an lo mitzdarfin, do coarse bran and fine bran not combine together to complete the minimum shear? We just said in the Mishnah that those things are two exceptions. V'hatanan, but we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Chala that chameshes revayim kemach ve'od chayavim v'chala hein v'suban u'morsan. And when it comes to the chiyav of chala, where they can all combine to create the shear that's necessary, so we see that bran and fine bran do combine with flour to create a minimum shear. So Amar Abaye shekin ani ochal pito be'isa belusa. So no, it's different when it comes to Hilchos Chala, because when it comes to Hilchos Chala, a poor person would eat that type of bread, but when it comes to Shabbos, you are not going to be chayiv in that type of situation. Comes the Mishnah then and said, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah said, chutz miklipe adashim, except for the shells of lentils, hamispashal simen, because they are cooked with them. The Gemara asks, adashim in Poland low. So this would apply to lentils, but not to beans. V'atanya, but it's taught in the Braisa. Rabbi Yudah Omer, chutz miklipe poen v'adashim, that it applies to beans and lentils. So what's going on? Why one and why not the other? So Lokasha answers the Gemara, no, habachati habatiki. This Braisa is talking about fresh produce, whereas the Mishnah is talking about old produce. Atike, my time alone. So why would old shells not combine with the beans? So I'm Rabbi Yabo, mim deshinirin kizvuvin b'ka'ara, says the Gemara, because the bean shells look like flies in the plate, and therefore no one's ever going to eat them, and therefore they cannot combine for the minimum shear. Hadron Allah Kagadol. This is the end of the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos. Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.